In the name of Jesus, amen. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Prayer begins with the understanding that you are loved by God. Prayer begins with the understanding that you are loved by God. Start there and things fall into place. Don't start there and prayer gets wonky. You are loved by God. And I'm here to announce that good news to you. And it is news. It comes from outside of you. Just like the daily news. You don't figure out the daily news by looking at your circumstances or your health or your bank account. If I asked you, did you hear the news today? You wouldn't say, oh, wait, let me go check my blood pressure. Then I'll know it. It's like, no. The news comes from outside of us. You are loved by God in Christ. And that good news is not based on your circumstances or on your health or on your bank account. All those things eventually fall apart, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And that word announces to you that your sins are forgiven in Christ, that heaven is open to you because of what Jesus has done, and that all that God gives to you as a gift. Well, you might ask then, well, if God loves me, then why do bad things happen to me? Why don't I get the things I want? Why am I not happy? And those are good questions, and they're questions that need to be addressed. And we'll get there. Prayer. Everybody prays. Everybody. Prayer is universal. Around the world, people pray. They always have. They always will. Prayer is not unique to Christians. Muslims pray. Buddhists pray. Hindus pray. Given the right circumstances, even people who don't believe in God will pray. Just a quick side note. As far as we can tell, animals do not pray. Now you say, that sounds kind of silly, animals praying. But yeah, isn't that interesting? Animals do not pray. You will never go into the forest and encounter the forest animals having a little prayer service. You'll never observe an animal folding its paws or hooves or whatever, praying to God, thanking him for their food. Animals do not pray. How is that explained? People pray, animals do not? Well, God would remind us in his word that people are different from all the other creatures that God has made because people are made in the image of God. There's something different about people. But around the world, people pray. Everybody prays. But unless you're a Christian, you don't believe the God you're praying to loves you. Unless you're a Christian. That's unique to Christianity, that we pray to a God that we know loves us. So those other folks who don't believe their God loves them, their prayers are trying to win their God's favor, to get his attention, and you can tell that by the way their prayers sound. And sometimes our prayers sound this way as well. When we're not sure our God loves us, prayer gets to be very repetitious. People say the same thing over and over and over again, thinking that if they just keep repeating the same words, the same mantra, they'll get their God's attention. Or, you know, get a whole bunch of people praying, and you think that will be what will win God to your side. As if, you know, God is up in heaven, and he's kind of up there, you know, listening. Which side is going to pray more? Oh, this side is praying more than this side. Okay, they get what they want, because there's more of them praying. In politics, that's called lobbying. And that's simply manipulation. And many people think that's what prayer is. Simply trying to manipulate God to get what you want. Get His attention. Say, well, we kind of do that in church, don't we? We say the Lord's Prayer over and over again. We say the same words again and again. And yes, there's some truth in that, but we don't say the words of the Lord's Prayer again and again to win the favor of God. Jesus never spoke English. And you can substitute words like sin or debts for trespasses, and it doesn't invalidate the prayer, doesn't make it not count because you changed some of those words or changed up words that mean the same thing. The Lord's Prayer is recorded in two different places in the Bible, Matthew and Luke, but they're not identical. You heard it from Luke this morning, not identical to the way Matthew writes it down. So Christian prayer is not about praying just the right words. It's not like some kind of special password or code words that if you say it just right, you will unlock God's favor. That's paganism. Paganism is also the idea that what makes your prayer count is if you're really sincere. Try to really mean it, then God will answer your prayer. Try to act as religious as possible, then maybe you'll win your God's favor. Try really hard. More is better. That's paganism. That's not Christianity. Historically, when our country has been at war, church attendance goes up. People think they're going to win God over to their side. All of us tend to be foul weather prayers. In other words, we pray more when things are not going our way. When things are falling apart, we pray more. And if you don't believe that God loves you, that makes a lot of sense. Prayer becomes a tool to try to manipulate that higher power. Well, that's very pagan to think that way. And yes, our minds and our prayers often go that way as well. But don't worry. God still loves you. Remember, I'm here to announce that to you. That good news comes from outside of you. So how do we get past this manipulative, self-centered approach to praying? Jesus helps us. He teaches us to pray. Teaches us the Lord's Prayer. It's not a magic formula. It's meant to be prayed every day. We know that by that phrase right in the middle. Give us this day our daily bread. We know from Christian writings that from earliest times, Christians prayed it daily and typically three times a day. I'm guessing would have been morning, noon, and night. But there again, you don't get extra points by repeating it. And also, you might notice the Lord's Prayer. It's really pretty short. In other words, you don't get extra points by just going on and on and on and on with your prayers. Tell Jesus what's going on, and then be done with it. So how does Jesus teach us to pray? He says, say, Father. Right there. So different from what the world thinks. It's not, oh, great master in the sky, we your humble servants. It's not, oh, you great one, you great power, have mercy upon us little people. No, it's father, child. A relationship. The Almighty God, the God who made everything, you are invited to call Father. What right do you have to call Him Father? Jesus said, call Him Father. Father-child relationship. You are your parents' child. You did not choose that. You didn't earn that spot. It was given to you. That relationship, Father-child, God establishes with us. God puts us into a relationship with Him. Don't make Him seem far off, because He's not. Because He identifies Himself to us, we are to honor His name. He has a kingdom. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because He is our Father and He has a kingdom, He wants His will to be done, and we pray that will would be done among us. And then the rest of the prayer talks about what he gives to us. Daily bread, forgiveness, protection from temptation, and deliverance from evil. Why do we pray this way? Because that's what Jesus taught. And that's what makes Christian prayer different from the prayers of all other religions. We don't have to try to bargain with God. We don't have to behave a certain way to get him something out of him. It's not like we're going to somehow butter God up with our good behavior. We don't have to go through all of that because over and over again, what does God remind us of? You are loved. You are loved by God in Christ. You are guilty of not asking too much from God. You are often guilty of asking too little. Go big. Go big. Why? Because you are loved. Jesus said, "And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks will be opened." You think you know something that would make, if you think you know something that would make your life better, ask God. Tell him about it. But what if you don't get it? Did you not use the right words? Were you not sincere enough? No. Remember, you are loved by God. So if you ask God for something and you don't get it, what does that mean? It means he knows better than you do what's good for you. He's your father. And you are loved. And so it's not a matter of saying the right words. It's not a matter of you've got to be super religious or sincere. It's a matter of trusting his goodness and his mercy and his grace, which never ends. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? That truth, that good news, that security is the basis for praying. And our prayers are built upon that foundation that we are loved by God in Christ. And then you think about, well, you know, when I'm saying my prayers, there's things I need and want and all that, and like, what's the worst thing that could happen to me? I die. Has Jesus taken care of that? Yes. He died and rose again. So even the worst thing that could happen to you, he's got covered. All taken care of. What father among you, if a son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? If sinful parents know how to give good gifts to their kids, how much more does an all-knowing, all-perfect God know how to give his Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Ask, seek, and knock. Ask boldly and know that you are loved. And trust that God knows far better than you do what's good for you. And live in that joy and security. Pray with that confidence. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.